Okay, so this piece you're about to hear has a kind of an interesting story. Before I started my PhD at Princeton, I was working for my dad's construction company, working on a heritage house reno, and one of my main jobs was restoring the old woodwork, like doors, windows, you know, scraping off layers of lead paint and making them nice again. And I just absolutely love this old growth wood. It's just gorgeous once you clean all that gunk off of it. And there was this one door that had been damaged. The owner's sister, when she was a teenager, attacked it with a kitchen hatchet and actually put a hole through it, like a hole about, I don't know, this, yeah, this big.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah. She was a little bit unstable. And the owners at the time, they were pretty poor. They just repatched it up with cardboard and painted this lime green color over it. So then when we were fixing the house, I said, we can't really fix this door. This is an enormous hole. We'll have to replace it, but can I take it? Because as I was working with this wood, I just thought, wouldn't it be amazing to put music on it? Because it's so beautiful. And so I decided to do this crazy thing and write a piece of music on the door for two violinists. And then you see like the wood of the violins and the wood of the door. And then the layout of the music actually guides the movement of the players to create a kind of drama from it. So unfortunately, we could not ship the door here because it's exceptionally heavy and large. But that is what it looks like. And also what you will be seeing is the paper score that I made before I transferred the music onto the door.
What kind of wood?
It's probably pine. I suspect maybe cedar, but I suspect it's pine.
as I said, that's how Anna and I first met, and I just we couldn't not play it here. But maybe while we're setting up for the next piece, which is extremely special, what you're about to hear is a piece that we have commissioned from Anna that she started working on when she was up here in March when she met a lot of you here, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about that while we're setting up.
Thank you.
So when Wild Shore decided to commission me for this work, they also sent me out here for a residency at Bunnell. So I was here for 2 weeks last March to kind of look around and gather inspiration for the piece. And while I was here, I was thinking a lot about my maternal feelings, which are rather complex. I really want a child, but I'm not in a place in my life where I can have one. So I have a lot of very complex feelings about that. And at the same time, I was also reading a lot of Alaskan poetry with many references to teenage pregnancy and, you know, that sort of thing. And it just struck me how cruel it is that it seems so difficult for women to make the choice that they really want to make. It's like if you don't want to be a mother and you don't have access to the right education and birth control, then it just happens to you. And when you do want to be a mother, sometimes the circumstances and lack of childcare and things like that make it really difficult. So I was thinking about that a lot, and I drew on this beautiful landscape and all the animal life around me to write these three songs in the form of lullabies that are addressed to my future children.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a testament to this town that we even recognize a lot of faces. we've only been here for 5 days. so the next thing we're going to play is two companion pieces. The first one is called Come Back. It explores the obsessive thoughts of losing somebody in your life without any warning, and just the trying to work through the confusion and the sadness of that. And the next piece, Leave Me, is about when that person returns and the mixed feelings and anger that you may feel. So,
come back. to reappear. Your silence rings inside my ears. It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I can see a brand new day dawning. And I've been looking for the sunshine, 'cause I ain't seen it in so long. Everything's gonna work out fine. Everything's gonna be alright. It's been all wrong, 'cause I can clinging. gonna be okay.